independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
After watching Director Comey's testimony last Wednesday, the president was strongly inclined to remove him. On Monday, the president met with the attorney general and the deputy attorney general, and they discussed reasons for removing the director.
So here's the issue I have. Okay, so that's when they decided to remove him, although he decided that he was going to fire him all along. The way this has been handled has been poor, and I know some of you out there who are, they, doesn't matter what Trump does, right? You are going to back him to the hilt, even if he handles things poorly. And he's a human being, by the way, just to let you know. He's not a deity. He's not a god. He's not a demigod. He is going to make mistakes, and this was handled poorly. So I'm just putting that out there. I thought this was handled poorly, and I think on more than a few occasions, this president and the people that work around this president have messages that aren't really as good as they should be. They are confusing. They don't match up. They don't sync up. This is one of those times. Not going to sit here and say that this is, again, I don't think he's done anything wrong. I don't think that there is anything out there untoward that's going to come out and bite him in the ass other than he put his trust in some people that I think were in it for themselves and screwed up. But not to the point where this is impeachable, because that's what you hear a lot. It's impeachable time. It's impeachable time. But he sat down and he spoke with Lester Holt. And again, you heard what she just said. So what she said was, if I'm correct, that what he did last week, they were going, because of that, that's when they were going to find him, fire him. This is what he said to Lester Holt.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Because in your letter, you said I accepted their recommendation.
Yeah, well,
so you had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless.
So regardless, he talked yesterday about day one, he was going to fire him. And there, look, he's right. There is no, if you don't want him as part of your team, and I have no problem with that. Everybody, people are going to make more out of it than there probably should be, because that's politics. I got zero problem with that whatsoever. You start a business, you bring in the people that you feel comfortable with. You are lured away to manage. What are you going to do? You're going to bring in the people you feel comfortable with. The fact that there was an ongoing investigation, people act like he didn't know that this was still going to go on. Of course he knows the investigation's going to go on. Of course he does. Of course there was always going to be an investigation, because the Democrats aren't going to let this thing go. It is the email gate of the Trump world. It's going to continue to go on for as long as they possibly can drag it out, as long as they make political brownie points. Trump and everybody else knows that there was going to be an investigation, and they know they're not going to find anything, but doesn't mean that, you know, like the people on the right, doesn't mean that just because you don't find something doesn't mean there's not some there in people's mind. And they've already got their opinion formed, so it really doesn't matter at this point in time. The way that Trump is pasting all of these puzzle pieces together and putting them out there is he's looking at the body of work since about long before he became president until now. Jeff Sessions and Rod Rohnstein, or Rohnstein, I don't know how you say his name. I don't want to mess it up. But they're essentially, what they're saying is this body of work has issues.
He's a showboat. He's a grandstander. The FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that. It was in virtual turmoil less than a year ago. It hasn't recovered from that.
Hasn't recovered from that. That's what he's saying. Now, I don't know what kind of turmoil it is. I don't know what kind of turmoil is out there. Are there some issues? Yes. You know what? You run a massive department. There's going to be some issues, right? Producer Anthony, can you just see how many people actually work or are employed by the FBI, directly or indirectly, just to give you guys an understanding of this in and itself? But there is a letter that Sarah Huckabee Sanders talks about, and apparently outlines the atrocities of Comey's tenure.
having a letter like the one that he received and having that conversation that outlined the basic just atrocities in circumventing the chain of command in the Department of Justice.
What's the circumventing? You know, what I'm hearing all day today is Mateen, is the San Bernardino shooters, is, you know, Mateen was the Pulse nightclub, the San Bernardino shooters, obviously, that there was all of these failures. And here's something that you guys understand. There's 35,000 people that work there, right? 35,000 people that work there. You do realize that you're not going to get everything right. There's going to be some failures along the way. Some people are going to slip through. But it does look bad when they slip through. You got Mateen doing what he did. You had the Boston bombers, Sarnev. You've got the San Bernardino shootings. You've got those. Those things look bad. They absolutely do. And it lies at your feet, especially when you interview some of these people. The Russians are telling you that Sarnev's a bad dude. You interview some of these people, and then you let them go, and then weeks later they go out and commit these crimes, these atrocities, these terrorist acts. But there was more to this. And again, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes. We don't know what happened. That's the thing that I think people all too often think stuff is going on that everybody in the world can see. That's not true. The fact is people, you don't know what's happening. You don't know who said what. You don't know who's coming in, who's underneath Comey, who is saying, look, I'm raising some awareness that this guy is not all that he says he is. I'm telling you, you don't know what's happening. But to say that this is a travesty of justice, that our Constitution is being destroyed, to say that this is the end of the America as we know it, to say this is a dictatorship and it's a coup and it's all reactionary cuckoo-ness to get people to talk about it. I kind of talked out about it, to be honest with you. Not that I think he's a bad dude, old Jim Comey. Not that I think Trump was right or wrong, because it's all going to play itself out. Just because, as I was talking to somebody today, in the end, what do you get out of it? What do we get out of it? How do we make our country a better country? How do we find solutions to problems out there that matter? How can we get our government to come together and stop arguing with one another? How can we get them to stop playing politics? What do we have to do to start to get this thing, this ship righted when it comes to this crazy partisan bickering that goes on? And how can we come together and start actually doing what's best for the country? Again, you're not always going to please everybody. Some people are going to always feel left out or hurt or wounded, or, you know, they get to get a short end of a stick, but it's not going to happen every time. But how do we do that? Tell you what, it's not by grandstanding. It's not by sitting there talking about this crap ad nauseum. I talked about it today with the guys. I'm like, I don't know how much I want to do about this, because I at this point in time, I don't care what's not been said. I mean, the Hannity's the world, or, you know, I mean, the Trump's the greatest thing in the world. It's the greatest thing ever. Other people out there are pretty much similar. As for me, I just don't care. Not because it's not important, but the truth is, it's not that important. It doesn't affect your life. All of us sleep well at night. How do we sleep well at night knowing that the country's on the right track and that politically we have put away the R's and the D's and we've started thinking about the we instead of I and me? That is something I care about. That is something I care about. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Mother's Day. Today's Thursday, so you got a little bit of time left. Tomorrow's Friday, Saturday, and then, Mom. Yeah, you gave birth to me, Mom. Least I could do is do you a solid. Get your card. What? hey, honey, thanks so much for giving me these wonderful children and carrying them for 9 months and, you know, cleaning up after them and me and taking care of all the things that need to be taken care of around the house while you two work a full-time job. Thanks for all of that. Here's a card and some waffles. Yeah. If you put it that way, that's not good. Sherry's Berries, on the other hand, makes you a winner. Big time. How about this? For $19.99 plus shipping, you're going to get huge. And I'm talking big. These things are, they're the size of my head almost. That's how big they are. Massive. Succulent. Juicy. Covered in decadent toppings. And even though it's last minute, you can double your order for $10 plus get free cake truffles. Boom. Drop the microphone. Did you drop it? We'll pick it back up. I'm not finished. Oh, no, 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 no. Your mother has done so much for you. Your aunt who helped raise you. They have been there for you through thick and thin. Your wife, your girlfriend, that special someone who's just been incredible. Oh, yeah. She may be your wife, and that baby, she may be the stepmom to those kids, but the things that she does, oh, amazing for them. Do the right thing. Sherry's Berries is the right thing. The only way to get this amazing berries deal starting at $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Remember, they're massive. They're sweet. They're juicy. Satisfaction guaranteed or money back. Click on the microphone, top right corner. Use my code Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N. Click on the mic right there. Boom. Double your order. So you're getting double the berries. Plus free cake truffles just for $10 more. Better hurry, though, before it runs out. Not a lot of time left. Remember, Sunday is Mother's Day. That's berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Code Benson when you click on the mic. Amazing deal's not going to last long. Mother's Day's this weekend. Be sure to order now. Go there, berries.com. Use my code Benson. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What's next for the Democrats trying to impeach this president? Because that is their, I mean, you hear that word. How many days in are we? Like 120? Something like that? And they're talking impeachment? Are you kidding me? Is this where politics is going? Where the next president, he or she, the next party is going to go after them as hard as possible to try to impeach them. That is not, it is, it's king of the mountain. That's what they're playing here. Maxine Waters is being treated like a rock star. She's going to the MTV things, and she uses the word impeachment all the time. They're looking for ways to get rid of him. And I will tell you guys this. I'm going to tell you guys this. Be careful what you wish for. Because so you see, the guy behind him is an astute politician who's been around the block. The guy behind him is a conservative. He's not. So as you wish for certain things, be careful for that. Because you may actually get it. And then you'll find out that you'll be like, damn, I wish we didn't get rid of that other guy. I'm just saying, but enough of this already. I'm over this. What's next for the Democrats is they're going to find anything possible that they feel that they can tie to him and Russia. And they're going to drag it out as long as possible. And if they can't get impeachment, they'll get roadblock. They're going to make the next 3.5+ years of his presidency, long, drawn out, giant pain in the ass as much as possible. And if they are able to take back some of the Senate, if they are able to bring back more seats into the House, they're going to make it even more of a pain in the ass. That's what's next for them. Here's what's next for Trump. He does what he says he's going to do. He gets us up to 3.5% growth. Wages rise. people stop listening to the Democrats. That's the potential right there. But as long as there's Russia, as long as there is any way that they can make his life difficult, they're going to do it. But what's next for them? I don't think impeachment, as much as they would love to do that. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It is funny, though, right, that they want to do that? Like, just the thought process that we're this close into it, and you're already talking about impeachment? Wow, that's crazy. But you know what? Let's be real, all right? Fairness to the people on the right. If Hillary would have won, do you think they would still be going after her even harder about her emails and looking to do the same thing? Damn skippy they would. I'm hearing people today saying we need to call a special grand jury, and we need to investigate her and put her into lock her up. And I'm just like, are you get over it? You won. You won. And again, what prize did you get? What does it matter at this point? You're right, Hillary, at this time. Well, what if she did what? Whatever you think she did, that's already in your mind. So whatever, that's it. So it's in your mind. So it doesn't matter. You won. Enough. That's what's next for everybody in the world of impeachment. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I'm going to get those. Let me tell you why it matters. Text, they're coming up soon. Yes, please, 323-538-2423, Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. I was talking about the impeachment. I was talking about that's what they're going after, the Dems. And, you know, I'm hearing stories like, yeah, he's not going to pursue one of the big things. He wasn't going to pursue Hillary and all this kind of craziness. And I'm like, at this point, does it matter, right? Like, you won. Be happy. Move on. Focus on stuff that matters. Right? If I asked you a question today, would you rather have 3.5% growth, higher wages, or Hillary in shackles? What would you rather have? Yeah, that's what matters. But I said, I get the text. It's not about winning or losing. Many laws were broken and confirmed by the FBI, and yet another thing she gets away with. Stay in your lane. Who cares if she got away with it? But Chad, but what? She lives a different life than us. You and I do not live that life. We don't live that life. There are a lot of things that people get away with in politics. You know that and I know that. Is it right? Is it fair? She's a U.S. citizen. She should be tried by the same laws that all of us. Not the same. No matter how much you want to cut it, she ain't the same. She lives a different life than you and I. She travels by private jets. Her husband used to be the most powerful man on earth. She was probably at one time maybe the most powerful woman on earth. She gets $250,000 an hour to give a speech. She hasn't driven a car in 24 or 25 years. She has bodyguards with her 24/7. And every leader and despot in the world is on a first-name basis with her. Her life is not your life. I don't like the fact that she got away with stuff, but I don't lose any sleep over it. And I don't really care because I care about what's happening today. Yesterday is gone. Today is here. Tomorrow is where we're going. We can't move forward if we're always looking backwards. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Your kids, ye youngsters, are going to be setting out into the world of college soon. Their first step into adulthood, right? Like, it's adulthood. You're arming your kids the best that you know how. They graduate from high school, spend their last couple months at home. You're arming them with everything you know. Hey, go there, make right choices, meet some good people. These are connections you're going to have for the rest of your life. They tell you, hey, you know what? I'm thinking about joining a frat or a fraternity. That's fine. Make right choices in life, though. Make the right choices. That's what you tell them. Well, issues happen at frats. Hazing. Some people call it a rite of passage, and I think there is something to that, right? Given these youngsters who want to pledge and who are you know, rushing these places, you give them a once-over because you're trying to what? You humiliate them. Sometimes it goes too far. What's too far? I think death is too far. I don't know about you, but I think that's too far. Cordell Davis is a former Beta Theta Pi fraternity member, speaking about a night that took place earlier this year with a pledge that was trying to get into Beta Theta Pi. And it is... Well, I'm telling you what, I look at this and I think this is torture and this is stupidity and these are people making poor choices.
So as I walked into the room, there were people surrounding him, kind of pointing and laughing. And I asked, what's happening? I said, why is Tim on the couch? And they were like, oh, he's just fine. He's just had too much to drink. And I'm like, if he had too much to drink and if he's on the couch, this is kind of a bad situation. And they're kind of brushing it off, saying, no, like, he'll be fine. He needs to sleep it off. And then...
So you got a kid, 19-year-old, named Timothy Piazza. Hammered. Dude is beyond hammered. How much so? Well, I'll put it this way. I think 0.8 is the legal limit. He was 0.36. Like four times the legal limit. Yeah, he was... hammered. At this point in time, you are now poisoned. You're having issues already at this point in time. So here are all these college kids, right? This fraternity. All of these people are partying, and you got a guy that's passed out on a couch. But there's more to the story because, you see, Tim has had some other issues.
They're, like, screaming. They're like, Tim fell down the stairs, too.
And you saw him in the condition. You said at one point you went to check his pulse for a pulse?
Yes.
So you knew that to do that, you must have felt that he was in bad shape.
Yes. When someone falls down the stairs, I'm thinking, okay, how could he just be here? Like, I was like, did that really happen? So much to process.
So much to process. You had a guy... who's completely hammered, right? He's now fallen down the stairs. But they go rush down and pick him up, don't they? Oh, no, they don't. They leave him there for 40 minutes. 40 minutes. Right? And this is a party that's going on overnight. You got, not on top of that, you've got a girls kind of group there who's also not doing anything. So you've got a 19-year-old kid who's completely hammered to the point of unconsciousness. He's now fallen down the stairs. His spleen has been severed. And, oh, he's got a skull fracture, right? He's got a skull fracture, spleen destroyed. And we talk about this because many of our kids, right, they're going to be going off to college. They're going to be rushing. They're going to be taking the opportunity to get into this. But it's also a culture here that's there. Because you see what ends up happening is, and understand this, you've got inebriated some underage people, some over the age of 21. You've got people who are young and dumb. They're panicking. They even caught on video, because they had cameras in there, of them putting fresh clothes on him and cleaning him up so as to make it not look like something happened. There's a cover-up going on there. Rather than just call the emergency people and have them get their ass out there to see what they could do, they tried to do all they could to hide the mess. But one person wanted to. Cordell wanted to call the emergency 911 and get him some help. But this is where the culture comes in of let's protect everything at all cost.
No one thought to call 911.
Until I said, he needs to be at the hospital right now. I said, we should call 911, get him in an ambulance. And I'm screaming. I'm very like, I'm being very obvious with my thoughts. And no, I was kind of like, shut up. I got thrown against the wall. I didn't know what to do after that. I felt kind of useless. And I felt like I had no say in the situation.
I think we all know, you send your kids off to school, you do all you possibly can. Again, it's their first time away from home, where they're going to be away from home for a long period of time. They're going to be adulting for the first time ever on their own. You're hoping that you armed them with enough sense to make right choices and decisions. And one of those is make the right choice in a bad situation. Make the right choice as much as you can, but in a situation like this, a bad situation, make the right choice. I don't care that you want to kick my ass. There's a guy here that's in trouble. I don't care that you want to break my phone. After you kick my ass, I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to go call the authorities and get him help. But again, it's that peer pressure, right? We protect. It's about protecting. It's about protecting. It is a culture of peer pressure. 18 of them have been charged in this. Death, by the way. That's the outcome for Timothy Piazza. He won't be a pledge anymore because he's not going to school, Pence, anymore because he's dead. The fracture, the spleen, the alcohol. It was horrible. 12 hours, by the way, was the first time he fell. It's horrible. Family sent their kid off. Now, he made some poor choices by getting into a situation where he drank and drank and drank. People continued to hand him alcohol, and he continued to drink. They said at 9:43, he appeared in a security camera footage, lined up with other pledges. His hand on the right shoulder of the person in front of him. He started drinking from a vodka bottle. Then it was beer. He was already hammered by 11:08. Somebody helped him get to the couch. He gets up briefly, walks around before a fraternity brother puts him back on the couch. And then that's when everything just goes from there. It's responsibility. It's choices in life. You make the right choice in a bad situation. They made the wrong choice. They tried to cover it up again. They tried to cover it up because they panicked. But there is a culture there of peer pressure, a culture that pushes it and says, you have to protect this. This is far more important. We're brothers here. We protect each other at all cost.
I was told that I was overreacting, that I was crazy. I said, well, if he fell down the stairs, maybe he has a concussion, maybe worse, and we can't let him fall asleep. And they're saying, oh, that's a myth. So I'm questioning myself. I'm saying, do I really know what I'm talking about? What do I actually know? As when everyone is telling me that I'm wrong, it was just hard to like think.
When in doubt, make the call. But again, you're a 19-year-old kid. You've got people around you. Everybody's saying it's going to be fine. The peer pressure's on. You don't want to look like the one who's a jerk. And if something was to go south, next thing you know, everybody's going to blame you. So instead of doing something, you do nothing. And because of that, Timothy Piazza's dead. It's a culture. It is. And it's sad. And as we send our kids off, my little brother's getting ready to go off to play hockey in the major juniors up in Canada. He's gotten several offers, but it looks like Canada or Minnesota is the two places he's going to go. And, you know, he and I have had a talk about it. You make the right choices. And even in a bad situation, the right choice is, you know, you don't shut up. You see somebody in trouble, you don't. And look, he's going to be around a bunch of farm boy hockey players who are going to be drinking all the time. You make the right choice in bad situations. Walk home if you can't get a cab. Don't be an idiot. And if you see something, especially somebody's in trouble, you do what you can. But I understand the culture. And I told Tristan, I said, dude, you're going to be in a culture where you're around a bunch of guys who are, you know, you guys, you feel like it's a brotherhood, right? This is forever. We're always going to have these moments, and you want to protect that. But at what cost? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text us, 323, right? We like that? 323. It's funny because somebody said to me the other day, Chad, you go so fast. And I said, do I? Okay, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality. With a twist. Say what?
Say what? Your lady's pregnant, and she's looking at you going, you know what? I'm hungry, and I want this thing out of me. I want it out of me. I've had enough of this. Get it out of me. All you got to do is get your butt over to Buffalo Wing Pizza, and I think it'll take care of itself.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, the people are driving for hours to go visit. It's not just because they have a great deep dish either. There's a pie there that is rumored to induce labor. It's expectant moms are flooding in to get a slice.
So think about that, right? Because, you know, if you've had kids, you get to the point where it's like, I want it out of me. I'm over it. Get it out of me. All right. I'm done. My ankles are swollen. I'm sore. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. All I want is this thing out of me now. Get it did. Apparently, this old Buffalo Wing Pizza here, they got the old magic for that. So people are willing to try anything, man. Castor oil. You try all that stuff. Why not some spicy pizza?
John, we're hearing that five women last week alone went into labor after eating this buffalo wing pizza. When did you first realize this was a thing?
No, it's a great story. It all started with a Facebook alert to our Hawthorne's Pizza account from one of our moms, Henley, and she wanted just to let us know and report that after 4 hours of having our pizza, she went into labor and she had the baby. And it's just a great story.
Yeah, yeah. Tell you what, though, right? If all the, like, you're eating pizza, it starts. How great is that? It's amazing. Like, what a way to go. I remember when Jack's mom, man, she just wanted, it was time. Like, she was ready. We had a false alarm on, like, a Tuesday. And I kept telling her, okay, the World Cup's coming. Can you hold on and have him born on the day the World Cup starts? It'll be a great story if he ends up becoming a great soccer player. Even though I don't care if he ever plays soccer. She's like, argh. And the World Cup started on the Friday, and the next morning she went into labor. Actually, she went into labor that day and had him the next day. It was crazy. But, man, she wanted, like, you know, man, and in the summer, it's hot. You just want it out. You do. You just want it out. Oh, my goodness. Now, apparently, there are protests going on over the firing of Comey. Are you kidding me? I see people marching in the streets. And who are, is that family members? Right? Did you hear what he said? The only thing I regret was taking that phone call when they asked me if I wanted to be the director of the FBI. If you're James Comey, do you drop it like it's hot? You go in there and just lay it all out. I want somebody to go in and just tell me all the truth. Just put it all out there, kids. Just do it. Just throw it out there. Flynn, somebody. Flynn's still looking for a, what did I hear? I think Flynn's still looking for immunity because he's got a story to tell. That's what his attorneys are saying. Well, you could tell it in your book, Flynn, because if you're looking for immunity, there's a good chance that maybe you might have done something that skirted some laws. I'm just saying is all. I'm going to go get me some pizza tonight, man. A lot of pizza stories lately. It's Third Person Thursday. It's Eat Anything You Want Day. Oh, Chad Benson, love it.
This is the Chad Benson Show.